Create Art Podcast. Interview, Asher Warren. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. Now, late last year, well, probably three quarters of the year through of 2023, I got a message from our guest here, Asher Warren, and he wanted to appear on the show. And I met him through Podmatch. You can go to podmatch.com. And if you're a podcaster or if you want to be a guest on podcasts, you can go ahead and check them out. But yeah, he messaged me out of the blue. He saw my profile and wanted to be on the show. So let me tell you a little bit about Asher. So at the time of this recording, he was 16 years old, still is, and I'll be pushing this out in February of 2024, out of San Diego. Started writing when he was seven, and first started writing a bunch of short horror stories, some of which are published. And he took what he learned with the short stories and wrote a full-length novel. Wrote his first novel in 2021 that is now published, and you can get to his website to get all of his novels that are published. Lives at home with mom and dad and two younger siblings and a lot of pets. Luckily, none of the pets interfered with the interview, and that's A-okay. Likes to watch horror movies and shows, listens to funny podcasts, and he also likes to read horror and thriller novels. Now, he tends to stick in the horror, thriller, and drama range, and he's also interested in doing film. So if you're a filmmaker out there, then by all means, you want to get in contact with him. So without further ado, I'd like to present my talk with Asher Warren. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in to Create Art Podcast. I have Asher here with me. Asher, how is it out there in the West Coast? How's the weather out there tonight?
It's great. It's really weird because it's really cold for no reason. And by really cold, I know where you are. It's colder, so I can't be complaining. But like typical weather here is not like this. It gets to, I think, like at night, the lowest I saw was like 35. So
oh my gosh.
It's cold for West Coast.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good deal. Well, we are not going to send the snow that we're getting here in Virginia to you, I promise. We're not going to.
Please do. We want snow. Snow's so fun.
Well, we'll let you get to skiing or tobogganing or anything like that.
Yeah.
But Asher, I saw you on Podmatch and yes. You reached out to me and I want to thank you for that. And your story is fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm just going to jump right into this and ask you, you know, what's it like to be a teen writer here in 2024? I know for myself, I started writing in 1988.
I don't know. It's pretty fun. I mean, I've been writing since 2014, so right about 10 years now. Publishing about 10 years now. Sorry. I think it's great. It's obviously a little bit stressful at sometimes with like if marketing at certain events, especially because I'm doing it all on my own. So like it's a little bit stressful, but I think it's fun. Like I like doing it. I have no complaints.
How does it feel to have a book on your shelf that you wrote?
I think that's amazing. Cause like ever since I was a little kid, I would always like do little comics or doodles or like just write like a page of a short story and like put it on my shelf. And now that I have actual like couple hundred page copies of books that I've written, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I love it. I have an entire shelf, in my room dedicated to the books, and it's not just the books, but I also recreate props from scenes. So I have that and it's really cool.
Yeah. That's something I need to get into because when you're writing, you're actually making the props.
Sometimes.
Physical. Where did you get the idea for doing that?
Well, I don't know. So there was – when I was writing my first book, I wrote a slasher and I'll just give the brief description of why I did a slasher is because someone already worded it perfectly on an interview. They said it's – because I like horror, thriller, drama, that whole genre, mainly thriller. But they said that a slasher is just such an easy thing to write and such an easy segue into everything else. And it doesn't have to be good. I'm kind of crapping on my own book. But, like, you can write something super cheesy and it's just an easy segue to write, like, the better stuff. So while writing the slasher, I was like, okay, I got to come up with the design of the killer. I got to be creative. And while coming up with a mask, I found a mask, and I don't believe it had a copyright, and it was a limited edition selling on a website. So I ordered that and designed it based on that, and you can't buy that mask anymore. So I have that, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And then for my second book, one of the main props, the main character used, because he's in the wilderness, is like a it's a Viking looking axe he found. So I got the exact kind he had, and that's on my shelf. And for my fourth book, which is coming out 2 months from today, it's a serial killer. It's not a slasher novel. It's a mix, heavy inspired from the TV show You, and then Crime and Punishment. And I made it myself. I made the mask from scratch. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's awesome. It's made of paper mache, so it's newspaper clippings. It's really cool.
Oh, nice. So that kind of reminds me of the Halloween movie where Michael Myers is wearing the William Shatner mask.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and how iconic is that? So
I know.
You know, somebody
I did the
may
same
make
thing.
A movie out of yours, and there you go.
Yeah, exactly. I got the mask already.
Yeah. So filmmakers that are listening to this, he's already got the mask. He's already got it set up for you. He's got
everything. I got the props. I got everything, guys.
He's got the props.
I got the costumes. I got it all.
Nice. So this new book that's coming out in about 2 months, can you tell us a little bit of what it's about?
Yeah, of course. So I wrote – this is my first book that I wrote in first-person point of view because I wanted to – I want it to be different than my other books, but it's not just first person. It's not it's a chapter book, but not really. It's a series of journal entries. So writing it was weird because I had to get into his perspective. So it's not my writing style. It's his. But what it is it follows a man. His name is Jason Carpenter. I took the name from Jason Voorhees and his name is on the tip of my tongue. Carpenter is the guy that made The Thing.
John Carpenter?
Yes, exactly. It was him too. And it's this guy who he's obviously not mentally well. So his New Year's resolution, he read that writing everything down in a journal kind of helps relieve some of the stress. So he writes down his everyday things in a journal, but it does the opposite effect on him and slowly it takes place over a couple months and slowly throughout each entry, he gets more and more deranged. Until the very end, he's like this crazy mass murderer. So it's just his point of view slowly descending into madness. Except he's the main character, so technically he's the good guy of the story, which is a really weird perspective to put on it. It's kind of like in Crime and Punishment. I don't know if you've read that, but it's like where Raskolnikov, he's not a good guy, but he's the main guy, so technically he's the good guy from his perspective. So I wrote like that because I liked Crime and Punishment a lot. So I wanted to do my own kind of sort of spin on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. One of my favorite writers is Andrew Vox. And he's got this main character, Burke, who is a con man, has his own mob group. And he fights for the underdog a lot of the times, but he's a criminal. You know, in every aspect of the word, but the good things that he does kind of redeems him. But at the heart, he's still a criminal. So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I am talking to Stephen King and Andrew Vox in You.
Yeah.
And and you're going to be the new guy coming out and we can all go, hey, I remember Asher way back when.
Yeah.
I haven't written a full novel yet because that kind of intimidates me.
Do it.
I just thinking about, you know, doing 200, 300 pages.
You don't have to.
But what
do that
would
much.
I like for you?
It's different. It depends on like the story because like my first book, like I said, Maniacal, I'm going to talk bad about it. I know writers don't do this. I'm just going to be super honest. Mm-hmm. I have written things a lot better, but with that book, it was really short. I think it was like 150 pages. So that was quick. But then my longer books, like I have one that's 330. That's the average length of mine are 250 to 330. I'm hoping to do one longer in the future, but I'm not sure. That's a big milestone. I don't know. I don't really worry about how long it is. I just kind of worry about getting the full story down. Because once I come up with a plot, I write out everything. Obviously, that's how books work. But once I get the full story and full scope of it and have the clear beginning, middle, and end, it doesn't really matter how long it was. And I don't really pay attention to that. It just kind of ends up being what it is.
Sure.
So I don't think about it. So if I have a story and I know it's a long story, I guess it's going to be a long book, but that's not what I'm worried about. I'm just worried about, like, you know, just making it how I envisioned it when I originally came up with, like, the idea.
And making sure that it moves through those 250 pages, 300 pages. So that way there's no filler space.
Even if it's shorter, that's totally fine. Like, if I think I have a story that can be good in a, like, let's say 120 page thing, I'll do it. I don't have a specific, like I said, like, page count in mind. As long as the story's good enough and I'm happy with it, that's what I go with.
Nice. Now, I mentioned earlier, you know, you're a teen writer and all that, and so you have all the things going on in life that, that teenagers have going on. How often are you writing?
It really depends. I'll be totally honest, and this is bad. I used to write every single day, like 1,000 words every day. Mm-hmm. And for the past month, I've barely written because I've been binge watching Game of Thrones.
Understood.
I started it, and now I'm on season 8, episode 3. But once I finish it, I'll get back into writing, I swear. But, the classes I'm taking in school are pretty easy, and I'm a TA for some classes, so I'll write during that. It just really depends on my schedule that day. I always try to make room for writing, but if I can't, I understand, and I do take that break, because I do know some authors that no matter what, they don't take a break, and I really do think that's unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Because, like, if you get injured and you're in the hospital, that doesn't mean take out your phone and meet your daily word count. I've known people that do that, and I think it's – no offense to them. I think it's great that they're, like, inspired to write, but I think it is healthy to take breaks at some point. I write when I can, and if I can't, I don't force myself to, because I know the writing won't be as good.
How do you keep it fresh for you? You know, because, you know, when you're writing, let's say 1,000 words a day, and you're writing in a certain genre, how are you keeping it fresh? Where are you drawing your inspiration from?
I don't really have inspiration a lot of the time, which is weird. Mm-hmm. Like, for my first book, I had inspiration from a TV show called Slasher. My second book, zero inspiration. I just was like, I want to do this. So I did it. Third book, again, no inspiration. Fourth book, clear inspiration from you and Crime and Punishment. Then, like, I've already written my fifth book, and my sixth book is halfway done, and those two don't really have inspiration either. And I'm currently working on 7, but I guess it'll be released 6th. But I'll call it 7, and it's a collection of short stories. And I guess each of those kind of does have their inspiration, and some of them are drawn from real-life experiences, because not all of them are horror. But, like, it really just depends. A lot of the time, it's weird, and I don't have it. It just kind of comes to me naturally.
From start to finish, and right before you publish the book, once you get that idea that pops in your head, hey, I'm going to write about this.
Yeah.
About how long is that taking for you on average? Because, like you said, you have different lengths of books. You have a short story coming out, you know, that you're working on, a short story book coming out real
soon.
That's
probably going to be my longest book. 100% it's going to be. Like, because I can pump out short stories like that, and I know it's not quality over quantity over quality, because I submitted one for my English final, and it was three to five pages, and she cried, so I know I'm doing a good job. So the process of coming up with the idea and then publishing it, is that you're asking? It really depends. I think on average it takes a couple months, because, like, what I'll do is I'll write – like, writing a book can either take a month or a few months. Mm-hmm. Let's just say average 3, because it ranges from, like, 1 to 5. Let's meet in the middle. So it'll take 3 months to write the book, and then what I'll do is I will schedule a release date 3 to 6 months in the future, and as I'm editing that book, I'll have written another book, and then it's always back to back. So I would say in total, I can't give you an exact number, because, like, my first book took a year, my second book took 6 months. The one that's coming out next, I wrote in October. I finished it in October, and it comes out March. So that's – is that 5 months?
Yeah.
So, like, it just depends. I would say on average 5 to 6 months.
Well, that's not bad.
Because I need a lot of time for marketing. So
– exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's one thing that you really dislike about the marketing aspect?
Everything.
Everything, you hate it.
Everything. The only thing I would say I enjoy is making TikTok sometimes, because those typically get a lot of views. I mean a lot in like comparison, because I think I have 1,800 followers, and they'll get a couple hundred to a couple thousand views, which I think is a pretty decent amount. So I think those can be fun, but like marketing is just so stressful because like it costs money to make money. So like at this age, I'm obviously not worried about making the money yet. I'm just worried about kind of getting a name out there. So I'm losing so much money, but I think it's worth it overall. But the process of marketing is, I hate all of it. It's
sure.
I can't. It's the worst. I love every other aspect about it except for the marketing, because it's just so stressful.
So for any, you know, new writers that are, you know, listening,
I don't mean to stress you out. I am going to. Yeah.
The marketing you're going to hate, but the writing you're going to love.
Yes, exactly. You're going to love writing and be like, oh, this is so good. And then you're like, oh, what's the next step? And your face will just drop.
Yep. Absolutely. What does writing, what does that do for you? What kind of, enjoyment do you get from writing, other than the fact that, you know, hey, you know, you're a teenager, you've got, you know, it's 7 books that will be out, within the next year, in total. I mean, I'm 51. I have 4 books of poetry and 1 book of short story. And I'm like, what was I doing when I was 20? I was, you know, running around the world in the Air Force, but this guy's like living my dream. What does that feel for you?
I don't know. It's really nice. The feeling of writing I like on its own, because I always like creating like my own kind of world. And at the same time, it's like, when I say this, it's not because like I have anything bad going on, but I'm just going to say that in advance, but like, it's a really nice escape from reality. It's just, I can do my own thing. I can write about whatever I want and nobody can be like, you can't do that. Yes, I can. Be quiet. It's my book. Like, logic doesn't have to matter. I think it's just fun. And also the final product is always great. Like we talked about in the very beginning, this seeing that book on my shelf, or just like seeing other people have it, or getting DMs or getting emails about people like, hey, I read your book, I liked it. It's great. Or even seeing negative reviews and laughing at those. Like everything's amazing. Like I got a review. It was a 1-star on my most popular book, and it's a fantasy thriller novel. And their comment was, and I quote, not believable. So I laughed. I love everything about writing except for marketing. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing, it just feels great. It just feels really good to be able to create something from scratch and actually be able to do something about it instead of holding it to myself. I can share with other people. I love it.
That's awesome. That is awesome to hear. Yeah. And that's what I'm preaching to our listeners all the time, is that, you know, the feeling that you get when you're sharing it with other folks. And not everybody is, you know, not everybody is doing it. Yeah, you're really in the minority I'm aware of. I don't know many writers of your age, or even in their 20s, a few in their 30s, that are cranking out what you're cranking out. So definitely kudos to you for that.
As of January 1st of next year, I will have – sorry, I got to count real quick – 7 books. Yeah,
he's using his fingers and toes, folks.
Yeah, it's useful, right? It is useful. As of January 1st of 2025, I will have 7 books published.
That is amazing. That
wow. I got a schedule in my notes app. So, yeah, I gotta follow that schedule.
Oh yeah, yep. How disciplined are you with that? Do you find that you need a lot of discipline to stick with it, or is it just because it's so enjoyable?
It's not even a lot of people do need discipline, and I'll admit I'm really, really, really easy on myself. I am not disciplined when it comes to writing. I think the whole thing is that I just really enjoy it, so I'm not going to step away from it. But then a lot of people, if there are a lot of people that their whole thing is like, I want to write a book, but I don't enjoy it, then you do need discipline. But for someone like me, or like other people I know, if you like it, I don't really think you need that much discipline, because if you like it, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
So I think that's just what it is.
For sure. I know I've done the National Novel Writing Month as a challenge. I've been doing it now for the past 4 or 5 years.
Isn't that November?
Yeah, that's in November.
I'm ashamed. I'm so sorry about this. I think I wrote maybe a week in November. But big but here, I wrote every single day in October and cranked out a 255-page novel in just that month. So I think I'm excused from the November thing.
I think you're good. You did it a month early.
I beat everybody else. I did it early. Okay, guys. I did a book in a month. I don't think I need to do the whole November thing. I should have, but I didn't. Because that's the month my computer broke.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it was the universe saying, hold off, Asher. You know, let the rest of us catch up to you.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Too cool. What do you think about those kind of challenges for folks that are doing it? And like you said, you don't really need the discipline that much, but for other folks that are out there, is that a good recommendation for them to jump into, or are you just, hey, just go and write it, and when it's done, it's done?
I think everybody should write, and they should have discipline. Do not do what I do. I am a very unorthodox writer. I write when I want to. I don't when I don't want to. But it does seem to be working for me. That I mean this in the most nice way. That does not mean it'll work for everybody. Mm-hmm. I've just been doing this for so long. I can say that now. I've been doing this for almost – how long have I been writing? Probably like fifth – I've been writing since I could pick up a pencil. Mm-hmm. I've been writing over a decade, and I'm 16. I'll put it that way. So I've been publishing for a decade. So, like, I think people do need discipline, and they should discipline themselves. Even if it's something that they love and don't think they need discipline, you should discipline yourselves. Because, like, even if you love it, a lot of people have that fear factor of publishing and will push it off for so long. You just need to do it.
I think that should be the title of this episode, just do it.
Yeah, the Nike.
Like Asher said, just do it.
Just do it, the Nike's logo, yeah.
Well, you know, Nike took it off of us, you know.
They took it off
of
me.
They took it off of me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. What does success look like for you? You know, at the end of the day, you have, you know, these books that you've been publishing for 10 years. What is when do you know that you've made it?
I think that I'm not sure, because like there isn't a point where I'm going to want to stop, or at least I don't see me stopping in the future. Maybe when I'm like too old to write, like I genuinely can't move my fingers or something like that to type. But I think my idea of success is not to be like super rich anything by writing. I personally think, do you have books that people enjoy? Mm-hmm. Be making a living where I can live and not have like – I wouldn't like say making like a ton of money, but at least that I can live in just – not have to worry about like a ton of stuff for like paycheck to paycheck. I think that's probably it. Just make enough to be able to live a happy life and for people to actually enjoy the stories. And for a movie adaptation or TV adaptation. If that doesn't happen, I fail as an author. I'm just saying that right now. My best friends all want to go to film school. If they don't do a thing about it, I have failed. And that's the end. Yeah, there you go.
Well, and this is a word out to your friends. Get going, because
Ethan Nickel, you better make a Trees Are Breathing adaptation, okay? I will come. This is not a threat. This is a promise. It's okay. He's my best friend since elementary school. I will come for you, Ethan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just to let you know, too, I have interviewed a Irish filmmaker. She's a wonderful gal, and she's definitely going to get a copy of this episode, and I'm going to let her know.
Please, hey, reach out to me. Reach out to me.
Absolutely.
I love doing short films, like, because I love directing things and I do love filming, and I'm an okay actor. I've done a couple years of like drama and stuff. So I just did a short film with my friends. I'm in it. My face is covered because they wanted me to play the killer. I seem to be casted as the killer a lot. So their acting is okay. It's really funny. But like in the future, really soon, actually, I'm doing a short film that's mostly based off a scene from my upcoming book. There's some stuff I can't do because it's just like not possible, like without like an extreme budget. But like, I love that kind of stuff. Like seeing stuff from my books come to life. It's like seriously the best feeling.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm excited, man. I gotta tell you, I'm just excited about all of that for you. Can you let us know the website or where we can get the new book coming out in 2 months?
You will be able to find it either on Amazon or most likely stuff like Barnes & Noble, but I think that they take a little bit longer to get the book. But the quickest way would be Amazon. Look up The Carpenter Files. You'll find that on Amazon. Or go to my website, which is warrencreations.com. warrencreatins.com.
We'll have the link in the show notes.
Yeah, thank
for
you.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go there and go to the books page, and it will just redirect you to Amazon. And those are some you can find me there. You can find all my stuff there.
Excellent. And people can reach out to you and ask you questions and and talk.
I believe my email's there. They can email me if they want, and I like most people, I do respond to every email I get.
Which nice.
Sometimes I regret, but I do it. So, if anybody does email me, I will respond. I will reach back to you, probably within like a day or two.
Awesome. One thing I want to ask you about publishing, because I think a lot of people are very familiar with the traditional publishing method where you get an agent, you go with a big publishing house. Then you have a hybrid where you actually have a publishing house, you pay into it a little bit. But then you share the profits with somebody, and then self-publishing, which appeals most to you?
Self-publishing. The Amazon takes most of my money, but they do a good job of marketing it for me, so I'm happy. I do self-publish. I publish through Amazon KDP, which is Kindle Direct Publishing. You can publish serious paperbacks, hardcover, and Kindle editions, which making an ebook is a pain, and you have to get like certain like softwares for it, but it is worth it, I promise. I think it's a great thing to, I'm not promoted like by them or anything or like sponsored, but I love them because it's free. And even though they do take like 40, they take, I think 40 to 65%. It depends on what you choose. No, it's 30 to 65%. But so they're taking a lot of your money, but they are putting it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Target, Walmart, all these stores, and you do make money off of that. So I think it's great. So if anybody's an upcoming author and you don't want to get an agent, or you think it's hard, or you're scared to, or you don't want to reach out to a publishing company, self-publish through Amazon KDP. It's super easy. You just got to fill out, is it a W-9 form? Something like that. Some sort of tax form, and that's it.
Yeah, 99 form. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only reason I know that is because I teach financial planning and financial wellness for my day job with the federal government. So that's the only reason I know that.
Okay. Yeah. But you got to fill out one of those and that's it. They don't charge you. You're good.
And it is super easy. I mean, it's super easy for somebody, you know, your age and with your technology skills. It's super easy for somebody my age.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm tech savvy, but
yeah,
I started doing one. You're not, well, okay.
No. That is what, like, I can use a MacBook pretty well, and that's my extent.
All right. Well, thank you, Asher, for joining us here on Create Art Podcast. Thank you again so much, Asher, for joining us here. We can't wait to have the new book coming out here in 2 months.
I'm so
excited.
We're
looking at March. That's going to be great.
I just got the cover reveal from my artist, I think, yesterday. And I just posted it today for everybody to see, and I think it's amazing.
Check out his website, get all the updates on that, folks, and make it happen. And, you know, if you're a filmmaker that's out there, definitely reach out to
him. And apparently, as of 20 minutes ago, it is available for pre-order.
Nice.
I didn't even know that.
Now, as soon as I get off this call, I'm pre-ordering it, so done.
Yeah. That's great.
I'll be the first one. I'll get you to
perfect.
Sign it.
Yeah. Well, no, this is pre-order for Kindle edition. It's Kindle. Okay. I gotta make that known for people. Pre-order for Kindle edition. It's a lot cheaper. So.
Yeah. I'll mail out my Kindle to you, and then you sign the Kindle.
I'll sign your Kindle case. That sounds great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool beans. Again, thank you, Asher, and folks. In March, you're gonna have his new book coming on out. Get all of his books. Get them all. You're gonna love them. Absolutely.
Especially book number two.
Yeah. Especially book number two. We're not going to talk about book number one.
No. Book number two is great.
Thanks for listening to this special episode and this interview with Asher Warren, teenage writer. I was very excited to have him on the show, and you know, he really, his dedication to his craft is something that is very remarkable. And I just want you to think about, you know, what were you doing at 16? I know what I was doing, and it wasn't writing seven novels or, you know, short stories. But that's okay, because the beauty of this is that you can go ahead and do that right now for yourself. So if you'd like to talk on the show here, you can reach out to me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com, and I'd love to share the world what you're doing in your neck of the woods. All right, go out there and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. Go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. Until next time.